So there's a Balad tournament in this week's Parsha. The Parsha begins by discussing the lighting of the menorah and Aaron's role in lighting the menorah. And the Balad tournament says that Tetzaveh, this week's Parsha, is begematria nashim tziva, that women are commanded. Remez, this is a hint, the hadlakas ner shel nashim chovah b'shabbos. The lighting of the candles by the women is a chovah, is a mandate of Shabbos. So this now gives us an opening based on this Baal Turim to discuss some halachas related to hadlakas neros and Shabbos candles. What I want to talk about tonight is specifically the issue of when it comes to lighting candles in a room that already has electrically lit lights as we have nowadays, and how that affects and impacts the mitzvah of hadlakas neros Shabbos. Let's begin with the comments of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Samech Gimel, by the laws of hadlakas neros and Siv Ches, brings a machlokas about lighting candles when other people have already lit candles there. So, says the Shulchan Aruch, Bezo Gimel Balabatim, Ochlim B'makom Echad. Two or three families are eating together. Yesh Omrim, some say, Shekol Echad Mevarech Amanor Shalom. Each one is allowed to make a bracha of hadlakas neros Shabbos on their own Shabbos candles. V'yesh megam gamim b'davar, but there are those who are not so sure that that's appropriate to do. V'nochem lizar b'safek brachos, because there's a question of safek brachos over here, it's better, says the Mechaber, to not make a bracha. V'lo yivarech ela echad, if multiple families are eating together and lighting in the same place, only one person should make the bracha on candle lighting. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says that numerous people can light in the same location. Aval anu ein nohagin kein. That is not our minhag, says the Ramah. And if you have multiple families lighting in the same place for Shabbos, let's say you have, the mother and the daughter's there for Shabbos visiting, and the daughter-in-law's there, and they're all lighting by the Shabbos table, so that's 100% mutter, says the Ramah. What's the machlokas over here? So the Mishnah Berurah explains. Shekol echad mevarach, those who say that each one should make their own bracha, dechoma de mesosif ora yesh b'shalom bayis. You're lighting Shabbos candles, I'm lighting Shabbos candles, they're lighting Shabbos candles. Each additional light adds more shalom bayis and simcha yisera, an additional rejoicing, lahanas ora, and to enjoy the candles, b'chol zavis v'zavis, in each and every corner of the house. That's the reason why it's not a problem. Because you'll say, well, I already lit candles. So the answer is, that's true, but my candles are going to add more light where there was less light before. V'yesh megamim, says the Mechaber, explains the Mishnah Berurah, ta'amam de'blav hachi, the reason is yesh sham ora meruba mineiros hadlakas rishon. There's already light there from the first candles, so what are you going to add? The whole point of Shabbos candles is kavod Shabbos, onuk Shabbos, shalom bayis. Somebody already did that. They already made the room visible, able to see. So what are you going to be adding if you come and light candles after I'm lighting as well? Now, this is not our major discussion, but it's going to impact it. We'll see. It's going to touch upon, you go, you have guests for Shabbos, you're a guest somewhere for Shabbos, or you're in a hotel, something like that. The question is whether this logic in this machlokas applies to light that comes from a source that is not being used for Ner Shabbos. That's going to be our question later on. The Magen Rambam and the Mishnah Berurah say that each person lights in a different corner is adding to the Ner Shabbos. That's what we saw before. However, what if the two people are lighting their Ner Shabbos right next to each other, right? According to the Rambam, he's saying that if you light in your corner, I light in my corner. You light in your side of the house, I light in my side of the room. You light in your corner, I light in my corner. And you're right. Each corner is getting Shabbos candle lights. But what if you have a table and the Schwartzes are lighting right here, and then Mrs. Goldberg is lighting 1 foot away with her Shabbos candles? How is that going to work? So comes the Shlah, the Magen Rambam cites the Shlah, and he says that two people may not light on one candelabra in one area, since they are not lighting up a different section of the room. V'af Ramah lo kasav kein, says the Shlah, the Ramah doesn't even agree to such an idea. El shelo kol echas menorah mipnei atzma bezavas echas. The Ramah is saying that that's when you're lighting in this section of the room and I'm lighting in the other section of the room. Kadeshu me'irim kol hazavos, that each section has Shabbos candles. But what's going to be beneficial over here? If I'm lighting right next to each other, to the other person, then we're not lighting anything significant. And for that reason, many poskim say, and we're going to learn, And we're going to see that one should not make a bracha if there are electric lights that are filling the room with light. Because what are you adding? The Eliyahu Rabbah disagrees. And he says that the more neiros, even in one location, adds light to the entire room. And he brings a proof based on the source of this din from the Maharil. The Maharil, let's look at the tshuvas of the Maharil in Siman and Gimel. Beis v'gimel bali batim ochlim b'makam echad. Two or three bali batim are eating together. Kolachim mevarach al menor shelo. Each one makes a barach on his own. Candelabra. Af al pishyesh kvar or meruba. Even though there's other candles already there. Af al gav shaha or zarua megam gem b'zeh. Even though the or zarua questions this. Mikol makam, nevertheless, says the Maharil. Yesh min haginam hachi. There are those who have the custom that multiple people lighting together are allowed to light in the same place. Uva niyas da'ati, in my opinion, nira li, it appears, the yashiv d'cholma d'mis osif ora, yesh b'shalom bayis. Every additional lighting of a candle of light increases shalom bayis tvei more. V'simcha yaseirin, and adds more rejoicing, l'hanas ora, to enjoy the light, b'chol zavis v'zavis, in each and every corner. So the Eliyahu Rabbah understands that the Maharil sees that you don't need a substantial difference in the extra candles. Any amount of extra light is allowed, even if it's not something that might be noticeable. And that really is the minhag that many people follow, right? You have guests for Shabbos, and you have they want to light by your candles. You're in a hotel for Shabbos, and people light together in the same location where they're going to be eating. This is what they're going on. Again, would it be preferable to be machmer for the shla? Yeah, probably. Rav Shechter holds this as well. Many poskim as well say that we have an issue of a suffix bracha over here. It's probably preferable when you're by guests somewhere else for Shabbos to rather have the hostess light on your behalf, either to be mishtatef by giving some money or giving a pruta, some sort of money as well, and not to have the suffix bracha of lighting, two people lighting in the same location. But again, that would probably be the most lechatchila. But again, those who don't have what to rely on with the Eliyahu Rabbah and the minhag to have multiple people lighting, even not just in the same room, but even mamish by the same, 2 feet of each other. The question then becomes, is there a defense of lighting candles if the electric lights are already on? How do we explain this? The whole room is flooded with light. Can I really say that your little tiny candles are adding light to the room? Who would even notice it if the lights are all on? They're so small compared to the lights that come out of our powerful lights nowadays. So we find within the poskim two defenses or two sources that would indicate that one is allowed to light Shabbos candles even when there's already light. Let's look at the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samech Gimel Tes. This Shulchan Aruch is based on a comment of the Sefer Agudah Maseches Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Hamadlikin bezavios habayis va'ochlin b'chatzer." One who lights in the corners of the house, they light in the house, but they eat outside. Im ein haneiros aruchos, if the candles are not long enough, shidolkos at halayla, they'll remain lit until the nighttime, because these people made early Shabbos. And when they made early Shabbos, they started to sit down. It was light outside. So says the Shulchan Aruch, it's a bracha levatal if it doesn't last long enough, right? Meaning, if you're going to have early Shabbos, you need to make sure that you're going to light candles long enough so that they're still going to give off light when it gets dark. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. This becomes an issue, again, when people light in one room in a hotel and eat the suda in a different room as well. The Shulchan Aruch says you have to eat in the same place. The candlelight has to be in the same place. The Magen Avraham says, if you're eating outside, inside your house, you don't have to have the candles last until the nightfall when making early Shabbos. Right? What was the Shulchan Aruch's point? The Shulchan Aruch's point was, you're lighting inside, but you're eating outside. There you have to make enough light so that it's still going to be lit when it gets dark. You'll see that when you come inside. Look at the Magen Avraham. Mashma, it implies here, deem ochel b'bayis, if I lit candles in the house and I made an early Shabbos, right? And I am eating suda by the candles, it's still light outside. Afilu ein dolkos ad halayla. Even if they don't last and they don't burn until the night, it's shari, it's fine. Mihu mitzvah lasos neros aruchos yedigo alayla. Meikar Adin says the Magen Avraham, if I make early Shabbos and my Shabbos candles are not going to last long enough to give off light when it becomes dark, it's mutter. However, it's a mitzvah min ha-mavchar to make sure that they will last until it's nighttime. So let's ask a question. If that's true, how can that be okay if it's light outside, right? I made early Shabbos, and the Magen Rambam is saying I make early Shabbos, and still, even though my Shabbos candles are not going to last until it's dark, they're not going to be adding anything if it's daytime. What am I accomplishing? What exactly is what's the benefit over here? Says the according to the Magen Avraham. What do we see from the Magen Avraham? Apparently, the issue of lighting when there's already light is only when you're lighting in a place where there was already a kiyum of the mitzvah of hadlakas ner Shabbos. That's the problem. Somebody did the mitzvah of ner Shabbos in that location. Maybe I should not go and light my ner Shabbos in that location as well. Since there was ner Shabbos already present, there was already candles present, there's a question about making a bracha on the Shabbos candles in such a location. But according to the Magen Avraham, if there was no ner Shabbos there, then there is no issue of lighting, even if there was a light outside. And look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Mem. Mashma, de'im ocha b'bayis, if I'm eating inside the house. Af she'en dolokos ad laila, and the candles don't last until it's night. Sugi, it's fine. V'lo havid bracha levatela, it's not a bracha levatela. She'af she'adayin yom, even though it's still light outside. Yesh lo hana, there's still a benefit and a simcha b'shas achil min haneros. It's pleasurable to have candles there, even if they're not actively adding any light to the room. But he says, mitzvah minim of char, it's a preferable thing. Shiyasa neros aruchos, sheudokos ad halayla av shirot zelachom yivojom, to have the candles light and burn until the nighttime, until it's dark as well. If that's correct, what do we see? You should be allowed to light Shabbos candles in a location that is lit with electricity because electricity was not lit l'kavod Shabbos. And that would seem to be the understanding here. How does this psak of the Shulchan Aruch fit with the idea that it's usher to light in a place where there's already Shabbos candles? Tzarech Ian, we're not going to give an answer right now, but nevertheless, that's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to say over here. I'll give you another proof. The Panim Iros in Chelek Aleph says that the Shulchan Aruch says if you can't light Shabbos candles, if somebody already lit there in that location. But, he says, if three people light Shabbos candles at exactly the same time, it's not a problem. And that's cited by the Aruch HaShulchan. Look at the Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Samach Gimel. Bira Dvar Mirali, it appears to me, Imbo Lahandlik Babasechas, if the Schwartzes, the Goldbergs, and the Smith misses all light at the same time, Hakal Modim Shekulim Yichol Lahandlik Lavarach, they can make a bracha and light their candles. Kmo Kol Mitzos HaMotel Kol Echad Meyisrael. Because at that moment, when Mrs. Smith, Mrs. Schmortz, and Mrs. Goldberg are lighting candles, they're all chayiv in the mitzvah because nobody lit yet. So if they do it all at the same time, then that's fine. And it's not a problem of lighting in a place where there's already candles there. What do we see from here? It seems to support the view that as long as hadlakas neros, candles for the sake of Shabbos, did not take place in this location, one can light candles there, regardless of how much light is already there. So amongst the poskim, there are a number of reasons to explain why I can make a bracha. Again, until now, what did we show? We showed that it's clear, seemingly from the Magen Avraham and other poskim, that it's okay to light when there's already light present. That seems to be what we're saying. Why does that work? So let's say, we're going to say four approaches within the poskim, why it's mutter to light Shabbos candles, where there's already electric lights, and seemingly your little tiny candles are not adding that much light to the room. The Chut Shani of Nissen Karel says that practically there is more light being added. Rav Asher Weiss says the same thing in his Shuvas Minchas Asher and Chela Gemel. He has two Shuvas in Simen Yud Zayin 17 and the next Shuvah 18. That practically there is more light. You might not be able to notice it, but I am adding more light to the room with my Shabbos candles. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a Chuvin Egos Moshe Chelek Orachaim Chelekein Simen Chaf. He says maybe the electricity will go out over Shabbos and you're going to need the Shabbos candles, and that's why you can light and make a bracha. I think we can imagine that's a bit of a stretch. Why would we think the electricity is going to go out over Shabbos when that usually doesn't happen? Number three, Rav Moshe also says that the very lighting of the candles is a form of Kavod Shabbos. It's giving honor to Shabbos, even though there is already electric lights. And he repeats this in the Dibros Moshe and Masecha Shabbos. Rav David Feinstein of the Dibar Tabam says the same thing as well. Now, I saw that Rav Yosef Tzvi Rimon, Rav Rimon writes in his Sefer on Hilchos Shabbos that since Shabbos candles are such a part of the Shabbos atmosphere, if there was no lit candles, then someone would be upset. Could you imagine sitting by a Shabbos table and not having Shabbos candles that were lit? Meaning it's not the light, it's the kavod that the candles bring. Even if the house was flooded with lights, wouldn't we all be sad if there was no Shabbos candles? Because we would feel something would be missing. So therefore, says Rav Yimon, and this is what Rav Moshe is saying as well, the Shabbos candles add the kavod Shabbos, the beauty of the candles, even though the candles themselves might not be adding any discernible light to the room. Rav Moshe is also quoted for a fourth reason in the Mesoros Moshe Chelek Gimel, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says the same thing in the Shulchan Shlomo. They both felt that at this point, it has become the minhag of Klal Yisrael to light candles. We make a bracha on establishment hagim, just like we make a bracha when we light the menorah in shul for Chanukah, even though we're already going to light it home. That's only a minhag. We see, nevertheless, that this is the minhag. This is an establishment minhag. We make a bracha on Hallel, Rosh Chodesh. We make a bracha by candle lighting in shul for Chanukah. And therefore, this is the minhag, says Rav Moshe, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, and that's why we can make the bracha, even though there are electric lights in the room. So what would it come out? Mi'ikra din, according to the letter of the law, one technically can make a bracha on Shabbos candles when there is electricity. We cited many poskim who agree, and it would seem to make sense according to the Magen Avraham. Nevertheless, it is better that hadlakos ner Shabbos should be the main lights that you use. In fact, if you go back to that Magen Avraham and those Mishnah Berurahs that we quoted before, they said even though it's technically okay to light Shabbos candles and make a bracha even when it's light outside and they're not actually adding any benefit, it's a mitzvah min hamuvchar. It's preferable to make sure that the Shabbos candles are lit before Shabbos and they last until the nighttime. So that would seem to say that would be the preferable thing, to make sure that the main light is giving you, the things you're making the bracha on is giving you the Shabbos lights. The Rama seems to say this in Reish Samech Gimel Yud. The Rama says, V'ikar hadlaka tlui b'neiro shemalikin. The main candle lighting is the candles we light for Shabbos. Avalo b'shar haneros shebabayis. Other things that are around the house should not be what the bracha of candles are going on. It should be the Shabbos candles that get the bracha. Based on this, many poskim, including Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Rabbi Soloveitchik, Rav Shechter brings as well, this is Rav Shechter's opinion as well, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and the Amos Yaakov, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, they all say that the best thing to do is to turn off the lights before Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, the lights in the main room where you're going to be eating, turn them on with the das, with the understanding, with the kavana, that the turning on of the electric lights is L'Kavod Shabbos. Don't make a hefsek, don't talk. Go and light the Shabbos candles, the actual candles, right away, and make a bracha to cover the candles and the electric lights. Now, and that's what be a lechatchil thing to do, to be yotze all the opinions. And that would be a way to fulfill the Rama and the Mechaber and the Magen Avraham and the Mitzvah and Mivchar. Again, that the woman lighting candles should go turn off the lights in the room where she's lighting, turn them on again, the Kavod Shabbos, light without making a break or out talking, go and light the Shabbos candles, and make the bracha to have in mind both the physical flames of the candles and again with the electric lights as well. And that would be yotze seemingly all the opinions. Now, you'll think about this for a moment. That's not going to work for a yontif, right? For a yontif, how am I going to light candles the second day yontif if I can't turn them off? Okay, so Rav Avraham Yosef has the idea to maybe to put the candles on a timer to go off by Hadlakas Neros time for yontif as well. It is a big question. Yontif candle lighting a second day yontif is a very big question. It's not so clear why it would be okay, according to those who are machmer, to go and make a bracha on those candles. It happens to be that Rav Asher Weiss does not agree with this approach as well, does not agree with this approach of turning off the lights and turning them on. He says, Yesh b'maskana zu hotzas laz al alafim v'ravus b'nayim g'doli olam. He says, to go and turn on the lights is casting an aspersion on all of the great sages who came before us. Shalohelu zos al data. We never thought of such an idea. And Rav Asher thinks we should just light the candles, not make a big deal about it. But I think perhaps the correct thing would be, if possible, to go and to turn off the electric lights and turn them on the Kavod Shabbos, light the Shabbos candles, and then make the bracha. In addition, the Or Letzion, Rav Ben Zion, Abba Shaul, the Divrei Yatziv, Rav David Feinstein, the Yaakov Yosef, all feel there's no need to put out the lights and turn them on the Kavod Shabbos. But again, my personal feeling, and this is Rav Shechter says as well, many other poskim, is that it would be a good a proper mitzvah and a mufchar to turn off the electric lights and then turn them on the Kovach Shabbos to make sure the bracha is going on the main light that are giving us a light for Shabbos. Don't light candles.